Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church, Manila, providing you another video on the topic of Calvinism and irresistible grace. Now, we just did an earlier video that absolutely destroyed irresistible grace because the Bible says ye can resist the Holy Ghost in Acts 7:51. And so what some Calvinists do that are maybe a little bit sharper than other Calvinists is they say, well, you know, it's not irresistible grace. It's effectual grace. And so they'll basically be using wise words, and they'll just have this kind of arrogant, pompous attitude where they say, well, you know, you guys don't believe God's grace is effectual because you think God could die for someone and want someone to go to heaven, and then they end up going to hell. Whereas we believe that God's grace is so powerful that everyone who he died for went to heaven. And that's a real sly way of basically saying, I don't believe Jesus died for everyone. And they're right. I do believe that, you know what? God's word, you know, Jesus died for everyone, and some people are going to believe and some don't. Some will go to hell that Jesus died for. But honestly, their argument of effectual grace is also destroyed with the word of God. Notice what it says in Romans 9, verse 6. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. And so what Paul the Apostle is saying here is that the word of God has taken effect. It's not that it hasn't taken effect. It has taken effect. It is effectual. The word of God is effectual according to Romans 9, verse 6. What does he mean by, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel? Well, notice what it says in verse 7. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And so what he's saying is, it's not just the children physically of Abraham. Now, we don't have time in this video to go into it, but you see that the promise was always by faith. It says, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And so Abraham had two sons, and the promise by faith gets passed down from Isaac. That's what we see. We have Isaac, we have Ishmael. And so when it comes to the word of God taking effect, according to the Bible, it is effectual, even though some get saved and some don't get saved. For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. And so some people that are physically the children of Abraham by being descendants are believers, but some and most are not. But just because of the fact that some believe and some don't, according to the Bible, that's effectual. So it's effectual if some believe and some don't. Why? Because that's the promise of God. It's not that the word of God hath taken none effect. Why? Because God's promise throughout is that some people are going to believe and some aren't going to believe. So according to the Bible, effectual does not mean that every single person that Jesus died for, every single person that hears the word of God gets saved. No, actually, being effectual, having an effect, means that some will believe and some don't. Why? Because in God's word, the promise is that some will believe and some won't. And so if every single person believed, that wouldn't make sense, because the Bible says, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And so most people reject the message of salvation. And so to actually be effectual, according to the Bible, the word of God is effectual if some believe and some reject. So it's interesting that Calvinists don't like their Acts 7:51. That destroys them. They don't like that verse. So they have to go away from calling it irresistible grace. Now then, sometimes they'll change it to effectual grace. Well, there's a verse in the Bible that destroys you there as well. Because according to the Bible, effectual does not mean that every single person ends up getting saved. No, effectual means that some are going to accept and some are going to reject. Thank you, and God bless.